Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services announced that local communities are teaming up together to launch the Sleeves Up for Summer campaign. It aims to increase COVID-19 vaccinations statewide by 25% during the month of May. Campaigns being done with the support from the state of Alaska and Governor Mike Dunleavy. The initiative will be marked by events across the state. The 25% increase in the number of eligible Alaskans who have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine during the month of May, according to the Department of Health and Social Services, will be integral in protecting Alaskans from COVID-19 and keeping the state up and running. The state is calling on Alaskans to step up and help in the campaign to lead in community immunization against COVID-19. Senate President Peter Michicki recently shared his story on why he chose to be immunized against COVID-19.
One of my staff members, very good friend, he tests positive. Healthy guy, a couple years younger than me. And then one night he crashed. And it became more and more serious. And the entire building was worried. It was time for people to worry about others and not themselves. I'm certainly willing to take a few precautions to avoid that happening to anyone else in the future. I had COVID in November. Becoming vaccinated was not on my radar. I actually had no intention of being vaccinated. For my personal journey, what I did was I evaluated the risks and I evaluated the benefits. I've not seen my 90-year-old mother in over a year. My youngest is 6 years old. I have a responsibility to get home to them and to be healthy, to see them start their families. People need human touch. They need to be together. They need to gather in groups. We need to get back to what normal was. So I'm going to take the best care of myself that I possibly can. Vaccination for COVID was a small price to pay.
The latest data from the DHSS shows 50.7% of Alaskans receiving at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine thus far. 45.2% of the states considered fully vaccinated. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation plans to test more Alaska seafood for radiation after receiving a $100,000 grant from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. This according to Alaska's news source. State veterinarian Robert Gerlach said the DEC began testing Alaska seafood for radiation back in 2014 when radiation from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster was predicted to hit the west coast of North America. Gerlach said to date, no radiation from the incident has been detected in Alaskan seafood. He said that was extremely good news and was great assurance for the commercial market as well as local subsistence and recreational fishermen because there are a lot of communities that are eating fish as their primary source of protein. But while Gerlach said Alaska seafood has been deemed safe by health officials, the testing has been limited to just several species of fish, including salmon, cod, halibut, pollock, and sablefish. The new funding will allow testing in more locations, as well as on more species like crab and other shellfish. Testing is done at the DEC lab in Anchorage, which is the only portable gamma ray analysis system in the country. He said the unit can test nearly any substance for radioactivity and, if necessary, can be brought to the scene of a radioactive incident for quick results. One thing the state's concerned about is Japan's recent announcement of their plans to release treated radioactive water from the Fukushima plant in 2 years. He said global experts are debating possible health effects and talking with Japanese government. He said they need to know more about what their water might contain. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.